The clenched hand of the wounded man on this bas-relief conveys the violence of the 15 days of fighting in the Battle of Cambrai. The human cost was terrifying. 100,000 Germans and British killed, wounded, missing, or taken prisoner, for virtually no territorial gain in either camp. The Louverval Memorial, located close to the battlefield site, commemorates the 7,048 British soldiers reported missing. Beyond the horrendous toll in human lives, each side learnt something from the battle. First, that even the best defended trenches cannot withstand a mass tank attack. Knowing this would encourage the British to repeat the strategy, and for the Germans it confirmed the efficacy of their attack troops, the Sturmtruppen, which had been widely used in the counter-attack. So, how was the Fleckier tank destroyed? The answer to this question that now obsessed Philip began with the identification of the tank.
It could only have belonged to D Battalion, which was the only one involved in the fighting in this sector. Unfortunately, there were no markings on the cabin other than the number 1, which meant that it could have either been the D-11 Dominee, the D-41 Devil 2, or the D-51 Deborah.
And then fate stepped in to help solve the question.
The Tank Museum in Bovington sent me a photograph from the time of a tank commanded by 2nd Lieutenant Frank Heap that was destroyed in Fleckier. It had the same dents and the same gashes. There was no doubt about it. The tank that had been dug up was the D-51 Deborah.
The archives tell the rest of the story.
The Deborah 51 tank was hit by artillery on the Rue de Calvaire, 100 meters from its objective. It had no chance. Only 3 of the 8 crew escaped the inferno alive. One of them, the tank commander, Lieutenant Heap, would survive the war to run a hotel and become a renowned mountaineer, among other things.
Every year, a ceremony is held at Fleckier Cemetery on around the 20th of November in memory of all these soldiers.